Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning back into How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we are chatting with Rob Volpe. Hey Rob.
Hey Genesis, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So since you're in sunny California, I want you to radiate us with your smile and tell us about your business.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And thank you so much for having me. So I'm Rob Volpe. I'm the CEO and founder of Ignite 360. And Ignite 360 is an insights and strategy firm. So what that means is we do market research. So folks might think of it as like focus groups, or we talk to people to find out how they think and feel, and then help our clients find that one big idea that's going to move their business forward and transform their world.
Nice. And who doesn't want to transform their business and move it forward? The whole point of a business is definitely to scale up. That's why you're on How I Scale Service.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay. So now we're going to go deep diving. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Okay. So what pushed you to being a business owner, and what industry were you in previously?
So I've had my own practice, if you would, a couple times in my career. I think entrepreneurialism is something that's just been in my blood. I have a really strong sense of ownership and pride in the work that I do. And also probably a strong sense of like, I think I know the right way to do something. Maybe that's stubbornness, maybe that's vision. It probably depends on the day and who you talk to. But as a result, it's led me to take the leap and go out on my own. I think, some very early advice I got from my dad was that, you know, you're always going to make more money. You're always going to be able to get a job. You know, it can take some time, but it's important to take the risks and do the things that are going to make you happy. And so that's led me through there. My career itself has been, over 25 years now in different forms of marketing and marketing services. So I started in PR, and then I was doing promotional marketing and partnership marketing, like Happy Meals and, you know, with McDonald's and the toy company I was working for. So really fun stuff. But then I also got laid off twice in my career, and one of them was from that toy company, and through circumstance, and, you know, the universe is always delivering messages to you. So I do believe it's important to pay attention to the signals that you're getting and the messages and the obstacles that you're facing. And, you know, well, what's the real lesson here that I'm supposed to learn so that you don't face that obstacle again? Because otherwise the universe is just going to put it right back in front of your face. So for me, I got laid off from this one job. I knew some folks that were in the insights and strategy space in the youth business just through the work that I had been doing. And they started hiring me to do some strategic deck writing, PowerPoint deck writing and things like that. And then one fateful night, the owner of one of those firms said, "Hey, I'm looking for somebody that knows how to moderate and can do the strategic thinking that you provide. Like, who do you know?" And we played the name game for a little while. And like 3 days later, it finally hit me like, wait a minute, I like talking to people. Maybe I'd be good at that. And so I went out and talked to a couple of friends about it. They're like, "Oh yeah, you'd be awesome. Go here, get trained. Let me know when you're done. We'll put you to work." And so I got my start into this space back in early 2007. And I was like standing in a Walmart. My very first project was standing in a Walmart in Allentown, Pennsylvania, in the frozen vegetable aisle, just lurking, waiting for somebody to come by and happen to pick up or touch or interact with this new frozen vegetable product that Green Giant was testing. And that was our client and what we were exactly. You're laughing because yes, that's the type of work that we do. But it's so powerful because to understand, like, was a client or was a consumer, did they notice the product? What was their immediate reaction to it? Were they or were they not going to engage with it? And then if they did, like, how would they think that they would use that? And I love all that stuff. I love human behavior. I love what learning about what motivates us and how to help inform or influence that. So I was in my element, even though I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. No offense to Allentown, Pennsylvania, but it's not sunny California. And so I did that. I was with that firm for about 4 years. And again, as I mentioned, have real pride in ownership, a sense of ownership of the work that I was doing. And we got into a contract negotiation for myself, and they made a very generous offer, but it wasn't for me to become an employee. I had been a consultant with them for that time. And they made a very generous offer, but again, listening to the messages that you get from the universe, I was looking at the contract. It had my name and the word employee in quotation marks right next to it. And every fiber of my being was screaming out, no, this isn't you. This is wrong. Don't do this. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, it was so strong and clear. I was thinking to myself, like, if I don't listen to this, what disaster awaits me by staying and signing the contract and going down that path? I need to go do this thing. And so I took a deep breath, called a lawyer, started to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? How do I get all this going? And a couple months later, Ignite 360 was born, and that was 10 years ago now.
Oh, wow. And when I say I could resonate with that, Rob, I totally can, because I was recently laid off from my job, and the last day on payroll was February 15th. And I worked for this Fortune 500 oil and gas company for 7.5 years, but spent 12 years in the oil and gas energy sector. So then whenever you were talking, it was like, oh, you got laid off at this toy company. Then, you know, you were kind of dabbling or whatnot. Then the universe, you know, dropped you an opportunity. And then you went into that opportunity. And then you saw that you could do it. And then you were name dropping or whatnot. And then you had that aha moment. You're like, you know what? Wait, I could do this. I like to do this. So then you see how your passion ignites your purpose and how you're walking into your destiny, assignment, and calling. And I love how you said whenever they gave you that contract, I'm sure the dollar signs were like, oh, wow. And you wanted to, like, yeah, but then inside your body was telling you, no, you're made for more. So you need to go out and do your own thing. So I really resonate with that. And I'm sure the listeners are going to resonate with that too, because when we work for somebody, we're building their dream, we're building their vision, their brand, their legacy. But then if we take a step back and look at what happens to us, then we can build upon that and say, you know what? It didn't just happen to me, but it happened for me. If this didn't happen, where would I be? So
yeah, you would not be here today talking to me had you not been laid off from that job, a few months ago. And as painful as it is, and as I said, I've been there myself, and I know how difficult it can be and so disruptive, but it does free you up to figure out, like, what else should I be doing? And for some people, it may not be going out and being a business founder and starting their own thing, but for others it is. And there's that opportunity. And I think you're right. Listening to all the signals and, you know, thinking about what is your passion, what do you believe your purpose to be, and how do you bring those two things together? Because we spend way too much time working. But as I was actually talking with somebody recently who similarly works long, busy hours, but it never feels like work because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing your purpose. You're fulfilling kind of your mission and the reason why you're here. And so that doesn't really feel like work. So I totally hear what you're saying. And yes, you've got to listen and see those, what are negative events, see those as positive opportunities.
Yeah. And that's what I hear from you, the resilience and the grit. And your name of your business, Ignite 360. Tell us how you came up with that name. And like,
sure. Well, I didn't want to name the company after myself. I had a vision even then that I wanted something that wasn't going to require me to always be involved, whether that is my like ultimate exit strategy or just even in the day-to-day work. I didn't want clients to feel like, oh, if I'm not getting Rob, I'm not getting like the company, because we've got incredible people that work in this organization. And so I knew I needed a name that was going to help inspire people, that was going to help communicate what we do. And so the genesis of the name was around actually a client inspired it. I knew like 10 years ago, the trend was like, oh, you've got a word and a number and you like put those two things together and you've got 24-hour fitness or whatever the other examples are. So I knew like, okay, I've got to have a name and a number. I knew 360 because of that holistic, you know, we're about understanding people and understanding human beings. And we believe that you need to understand them holistically and from a 360 perspective. So the 360 made a lot of sense. I wasn't sure what the like action verb was going to be, though, that would go in front of that. And one day I was talking to a client standing in my kitchen, which is where all like the brilliant ideas come from or the inspiration from the universe. I was talking to the client and she said to me, she said, and because I'd worked with her in my previous role, and she said, the thing that you do so well is that you give the team the ignition to go do something further. Like you're not just giving them data, you're actually giving them insight, which provides the ignition so that they can, you know, effectively find that big idea and move their business forward. And as soon as she said the word ignition, it was like, you know, that light bulb moment of like, that's it. Oh my gosh. And I had several flip charts with all different types of name combinations and things I was playing with. So I came back into the other room, wrote down Ignition, and like Ignition 360 felt a little too soft. And so I was like, okay, well, what about Ignite? And then it was like, well, is it 360 Ignite? Is it Ignite 360? You know, is there some other permutation of it? And finally, just like Ignite 360 felt like the thing. So that is what we do. We look at people holistically, who they are, and we help our clients with the ignition to move their business forward.
And it's catchy too, because I was like, oh, I'll remember that, Ignite 360.
Thank you.
So I know the listeners who are aspiring to go into business, I want you to let them know that, you know, it's not always going to be glamorous. You're going to have those moments of obstacles and failures. So talk about a moment where you experience an obstacle that led to a failure, but then you bounce back.
Sure. And I'm glad you point that out, because it's probably like 10% quote unquote glamour, like 80% just hard work. And then the other 10% is like, just you want to cry, you know, and the real tough stuff. So one of the obstacles we had, because I was already working in the field, I had a relatively built-in client base and I had a really good reputation. And so when my clients found out that I had been working with, when word got out that, oh, Rob's on his own, he started his own company, it was like a fire hose got pointed at us. I mean, we hit $1 million in sales in 6 months, which was crazy. I would, you know, and I didn't have like a really solid business plan. I think plans are important so that you can look back and go, okay, yeah, we detoured from the plan for this reason or that reason. And I didn't want to be driven too much by the number, but we hit $1 million in our first 6 months, which was really crazy. And my, the guy that was doing the books and doing finance stuff with me, it was my very first employee. You know, we were really excited about it. It was like, oh my gosh, it's $1 million. And, you know, that sort of Dr. Evil Austin Powers, like $1 million. Yes. And so like the question came up, could we get to 2 million? And we put a, on that whiteboard that's just over my shoulder, he had drawn a kind of like, you know, fundraiser thermometer, track our progress sort of thing with $2 million as our goal. And this is where we are, $2 million. What could you do with that? And It led to a lot of decisions that were not healthy ultimately for the organization, because I travel a lot with this job when travel is allowed and in non-pandemic days, but I'd come back to the office and I'd see that number, and it starts to just, it's a little insidious and just gets into your brain and starts to make you do some decisions. And as we got closer to, like, it was in the fall, like September, October, I stopped saying no to projects and I kept saying yes to everything. And I overextended ourselves. And we got into a situation where we were suddenly doing work that wasn't as good. It didn't latch up to our reputation. And this is all still in the first year. So to have that sort of an obstacle come up, good that it's happening early on, but you don't want it to be the thing that derails and then the company, you know, never really grows or doesn't go anywhere. And I had to have some really, there were very good conversations. There were difficult conversations though with a couple of clients, and acknowledge, like, okay, yeah, we got a little, you know, I sometimes say, like, oh, we got out over our skis. And if you're out over, I don't ski, but I understand this expression to mean that if you're out over your skis, it means you don't have as much control and you're a bit out of control. And we were taking on a little too much work than what we could comfortably handle. And so it was through that. And again, it was my intuition that was telling me, like, this is what's actually going on. And I was being insightful into my own organization that we were taking on too much work, which was leading to us not doing good work, great quality work. And that's what our reputation is all about. And if you don't have your reputation, you don't have anything. So we needed to, like, manage that. And so, you know, got through those projects that involved, you know, more all-nighters and late nights for me and others on the team trying to fix things and get things right. But it also then made me look at that number and say, you know what? It's just a number. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't have a board of directors or outside investors. I don't have Wall Street where I've got to be delivering, you know, short-term profits. I need my company to be profitable so that we can continue and keep doing things. But I didn't need the company to just have, like, $2 million in revenue for the sake of having $2 million. And so we backed off of that and we came up a little short of that in our first year. It was still an amazing first year. But that was a big lesson. And we got into trouble from our own doing.
And I really like how you just shared that story and you were vulnerable, because sometimes people can see, you know, the dollar signs and see how quick the dollar signs are growing. And then they get besides themselves, and then they have to, you know, pump their brakes and drive slow and realize that it should be quality over quantity. And then remember that first impressions are lasting impressions. And I think we definitely needed to deep dive there, because you need to let people who are either business owners or aspiring to be business owners that it's not always going to be glamorous. And whenever you hit that hard part, you have to really pivot and pick yourself back up and don't wallow, because yes, you may fail, but fail fast and learn from the failures and don't repeat the same mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're thinking about going out on your own and starting a business, please love what you do. Pick the business that is something that you love. If you don't love accounting and you want to start an accounting firm, like, you are in for a world of hurt and pain. And it's going to feel like all pain and no glamour, no fun, no joy. So it's so important that it lines up to your passion, your purpose, your mission, all the things that you were mentioning earlier. Really, really important that people make sure that that's aligned. If you love serving people, then find, you know, an opportunity where you can be of service to somebody, you know, whether that's in the food industry, you know, opening a franchise or doing consulting work of some sort. But it's that idea, if that's what you're about, then proceed and follow that path.
Yes, beautiful, Rob. And I guess now too, with business and these times that we're in, what is your stance on diversity, equity, and inclusion? And how do you articulate that within your business mission statement or values?
Absolutely. It's always been important. I've found our own organization, if I were to look just at the people in place, we're not as diverse from an ethnicity or race perspective today as we had been a few years ago. Those are some of the things that, you know, through attrition and different hires has landed in where we're at. But we're very mindful of how to bring in other diverse voices. And in particular for us, it's also about the diversity of the people that we meet and make sure that our consumers, the consumers that we talk to, that our clients are meeting and hearing from diverse voices. And it's about diversity in lived experiences, as well as the gender and ethnicity and some of the kind of key demographics, but kind of diversity in a holistic perspective. We are, I'm a gay man myself, so we're certified as a LGBT BE business enterprise. And I'm really proud of that. And always looking for, I mean, for us, the industry that I am in is actually, particularly on the agency side, is overly white, and minorities, particularly Blacks, are underrepresented in the industry from what I can tell on the agency side. And so to me, I'm like, okay, well, what do we need to do to help make this more appealing and attractive for future generations too? Like, how do we start to work with college students to get them to see this as a viable path? Because we do need to hear from everybody. We need participation from that diverse group in order to, again, it's like, it's back to the 360. It's having that sort of 360 perspective. So, you know, it's a complicated topic, as you know, it's complicated. It's so important. As a gay man myself, as a minority, I recognize the need for it. I've lived it myself in my own way. And so we try to encourage it as much as we can, and looking at it not only from within ourselves, but also then the work that we're doing and how are we fostering, you know, the work we're doing, and then our role and our responsibility to our community of insights professionals, and how do we help build for the future?
Beautiful statement. And then as we begin to wrap up, I definitely want you to encourage the listeners, how does Ignite 360 attract as well as retain clients? Because your clients are like your family in a sense, because they're what keeps the light on, what keeps business going, and et cetera. And, you know, people do business with who they trust and like. So share with us some of those tips.
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of our core principles is around empathy. And whether we're building empathy with our between our clients and their consumers, or it's empathy that we have for our clients, because to your point, yes, without your clients, you don't have a business. You need your clients, and people do want to work with the people they like to work with. And so for us, our work has grown. My company has grown organically, largely through word of mouth. We've only really started doing much outbound marketing to kind of quote unquote strangers in the last year or so. It's all been referral or repeat business. And that's actually helped us grow as people take, you know, they leave. General Mills was our first client. As they left General Mills and they went someplace else, they brought us with them. They brought us to Starbucks. They brought us to Microsoft. They brought us to Kraft Heinz. Like, so that's helped. And then you start to meet other people that are in there. So there's definitely, you know, it's about the relationship, and, you know, the sales gets this bad rap, and I try not to use the word sales, but ultimately business development is about building relationships and connecting with people and having empathy with them and finding common ground, so that you can build a stronger relationship. So that's kind of the foundation. The other thing is you've just got to deliver. You've got to do great work. You know, I always say to people, you know, great work begets more great work. So do a great job on one project. They will think about you for the next one. You're helping them achieve their own goals inside their company. So helping them succeed helps you succeed on your own.
I like that. So if I would summarize that, Rob, it would be, one, your work speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Make sure you deliver on time. So on time delivery, because then people will know that you can commit to what you started. Another thing is be empathetic. People want to have that human interaction and that touch, and they want to know that you understand them, you see them, as well as you hear them. So that's how I would summarize that.
Yes, you did a great job. I'll have you on my next, I'll have you with me on my next podcast.
So I definitely want to give you another chance to highlight the name of your business, how people can find you on social media, or how they could reach out to you personally.
Absolutely. So the company is Ignite 360. We're an insights and strategy firm. Our website is www.ignite-360numbers.com. So ignite-360.com. Encourage people to find me on LinkedIn in particular, Rob Volpe. Just search empathy, type my name in, V-O-L-P-E is the last spelling of the last name, and then search empathy activist, because I have that in my job title, and that'll help people find me particularly. And then additionally, you can find me on Instagram as empathy_activist. I've got a book coming out in February 2022 called Tell Me More About That, which is about the 5 steps to empathy and how to actually build and develop empathy with anybody that you meet. And I use my own experiences going in on a lot of in-homes and to people's houses in the United States and elsewhere, to illustrate some of the challenges that we face in building empathy and how to actually overcome those.
I love it. And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service podcast. We had the pleasure to talk to Rob Volpe, and he shared with us some amazing gems. So make sure you listen, learn, and share this with somebody else. Until we chat next time, peace. And please stand by, Rob.
Absolutely.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple 6 figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.